Oh, stay, when the charm is around her and the spell has bound her, hie away, away. On a sudden, Jorindel found himself free. Then he fell on his knees before the fairy and prayed her to give him back his dear Jorinda. But she laughed at him and said he should never see her again. Then she went away. He prayed, he wept, he sorrowed, but all in vain. Alas, he said, what will become of me? He could not go back to his own home, so he went to a strange village and employed himself in keeping sheep. Many a time did he walk round and round as near to the hated castle as he dared go, but all in vain. He heard or saw nothing of Jorinda. At last he dreamed one night that he found a beautiful purple flower, and that in the middle of it lay a costly pearl, and he dreamt that he plucked the flower and went with it in his hand into the castle, and that everything he touched with it was disenchanted, and that there he found his Jorinda again. In the morning when he awoke, he began to search over hill and dale for this pretty flower, and 8 long days he sought for it in vain. But on the 9th day, early in the morning, he found the beautiful purple flower, and in the middle of it was a large dewdrop, as big as a costly pearl. Then he plucked the flower and set out and travelled day and night.